Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mayor Barry, when you're in heaven, are you young Mayor Barry or older silver-haired Mayor Barry?
I'm a young Mayor Barry, catting around, taking my security detail, going from bar to bar.
You got all your,
Southeast,
did they let you take your Rolexes to heaven?
Yes, I did. Took the whole box. Had a box of my Rolexes.
Box?
So I'm fun. Yes, sir. Oh, Effie Lynn.
Disney's Astroglide Orbiter. Experience the magic of space while sitting motionless in your own Astroglide Orbiter. Thrill to all the vibrations of the universe as you're probed by beings from beyond the galaxy. That one sounds like it's that would be the top. I might get there early in the morning.
Did the other two people run as fast as you, or were you there first?
I was there first.
Attaboy.
But they were behind me because I was yelling.
Right.
I'm not going to be shy about
it. Was it a bit of a scene?
I was making the scene with the logic of you saw me and you closed the door.
Mike,
you saw me.
As some disc jockeys we used to work with would say, it was a show.
It was a show.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, it's funny when you make a decision to go with something that would take 10 seconds to change. And I decided to go with no backdrop. And so I do look... It does look like a mugshot. I get it. But Oscar's kind of like in a room with a curtain and a wall. So, you know.
Yeah.
Rob's the only one that's got a set.
I got shades.
Yeah.
Oh, there you
shades,
go.
Shades, curtains.
And I apologize. It did throw me when you signed on. Because I was wondering,
Rob,
if you were trying to throw like some sort of effect, like it was one of those.
You're a creature of habit.
I am.
You are a creature of habit. I understand that. Welcome to the show. I didn't print out the... I didn't print out the cities. Sorry about that.
Someone's
that
ready.
Right now. No, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. It's a three-day weekend. I always get screwed up after a three-day weekend. I can't help it. It's just the way it goes. So hi to everybody that's listening right now. We'll have the cities for you tomorrow.
Happy Tuesday.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'll get you the cities. Happy, day after holiday. Back to work.
Yes.
Back to the grind.
Back to the grind. To Mike, you know, Tuesday feels like Monday.
Well, the cities were given to me Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
so I said, talk amongst yourselves, Rob.
Oscar?
Well, I don't know what
people
Rob
that are tuning
doing
in
doing
now. People that are tuning in now see that Oscar's in a remote location. Would you like to tell us where you are?
I'm in Hyannis, Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Now, what is the difference between Hyannis and Hyannis Port? Is
Can
it
I
two
ask what you
things?
Were doing on your phone? What were you doing on your phone
I was
when I was
I could,
trying to do
I
something?
I was seeing if I could bring up the cities quickly, and I couldn't.
No, you don't have to do that. I'm going to get them, and then you know, I just needed you to talk with Oscar. See, if we're both in our computers not paying attention to talking, it's not going
to
work well. This is not starting the week off the way I wanted to.
Oscar, how do you think the show is starting off today? Not so bad.
But
we'll punch our way through it.
Is Hyannis and
Mike seems like he's in a great mood.
Is Hyannis and Hyannis Port different?
I'm really not.
What? Yes. Well, they're right next to each other. Hyannis.
I guess the port is. But they're not the same city.
That's
port
great.
Would be
good,
on the
happy
water.
Talk. From Ohio, New York, Decatur, Alabama, Mountain View, Arkansas, Tunica, Mississippi, Robinson, Illinois, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Jesus Christ. All right. Hi, everybody. Hope everybody... No, I just was too short. Even though it was a three-day weekend, it was too short. I felt as though it flew by. Some of it was very good. Some of it was very bad. Memorial Day was my traditionally absolute most delightful weekend in Washington,
yes.
D.C. Mm-hmm. To be perfectly honest with you, for many years, the only weekend I enjoyed in Washington, D.C. I did not like the weather pattern in Washington. I didn't like the fact that we really, at some point, stopped having spring in Washington, D.C., where I guess in northern climes, you get more of a transition from winter to spring to summer, whereas D.C., it would be 40 degrees, 75. How spectacular. Then 35, 32, 33, 35.
It definitely teases you.
Then 80, it's spring again, then 95, summer.
Yeah, we went. We had a couple 90s last week, and then like a 68, and then a 40 at night. I mean, it's all over the place. They don't know what they're doing.
If you're wondering why I came to the show today a little unsettled, I meant to be in here a lot earlier. We had a bit of a moment. My son, who now plays Fortnite with his pals, that's their playing outside. So he's on a half day schedule. I picked him up early. He gets home and he plays with his buds. And he came out sheepishly 10 minutes before I'm coming into the studio. He comes out sheepishly to me and says, "Dad, I won't mention names here, but so-and-so's father got on the line with me and said, stop being mean to my son and we're going to have a talk. Your parents and I are going to have a talk."
During a video game?
Mm.
During a video game. And I have no idea what's going on. But obviously something went down. These parents are friends of ours. And, you know, Michael's got a lot of daddy in him. You know what I mean? It gets a little intense, hyper-competitive.
That trash talking sounds like
is part of the game, right?
Trash. I'm the game. Look, I grew up with the online gaming. If you have ever online gamed in the past, I don't care how passive your team is, and friend, if you've got close friends, you've got strangers, I mean, part of that landscape is talking trash.
Yeah,
really.
And if little Michael, not so little anymore, but he's still a little kid, if he's got the wit and quip that I know his father has and we've seen on the show, he's probably he talks trash with the best of them.
I would think he probably keeps up.
I'm not sure what happened. Yeah. I wasn't able to get, you know, when you're trying to get a straight answer, Rob might know this, out of an 8-year-old, and you're trying to get the real lowdown, and suddenly it becomes, well, and words are all
and
in different places.
He said, yeah.
And it's just not. So that was like 5 seconds before I came in here. And this is after a whole day on Saturday or Sunday. On Sunday. For our big BBQ that we had here, where this kid's parents were part of the equation too.
Were you mean to the father?
No.
Good. No talking trash at the barbecue.
I like the father a lot.
Good.
And I liked everybody there. As a matter of fact, I was commenting to my wife the morning after we probably had guests there, at least some of them, for about 7 hours, all day.
Oh,
all day
my God.
And into the evening, and it lingered, and it was great.
And you weren't
it was
miserable.
Wonderful. No.
That's good.
No, Michael
That's a
came
good
up
sign.
To me at the very end of the night. Michael came up to me. It was about 9 o'clock. And Michael came up to me and said, "Dad, I'm tired. I want everybody to go home." I said, "That's good enough for me." I said, and I'd had enough, you know, liquid courage where I said, "Michael said he's tired. He wants everybody to go home."
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I thought was legit. It was time to bust it up.
You could have pulled a Dean Martin. When Dean Martin felt guests were staying at his house too long, he would go into his office, call the police, complain about the party anonymously, and come back so that the police would come and break up the party.
That's pretty good. I like that. That's pretty decent. That's kind of neat. Yeah, so it was fantastic. In fact, probably until about 14 people we had.
I had no idea you were gearing up for something that big. I thought it was going to be like another couple, and that's it.
No, it was great, and we had our neighbors from down the street, and it really was. I woke up in the morning and said, "Was it me, or did everybody just?" It was the perfect mesh of human beings. My buddy Mark, who you've met on this show, with his wife and his daughter, and then our other friends, the father, who I guess I'm gonna have a chat with later, or I think I palmed it off to Carla. Is it? Can you call? Because you know she'll get the salt.
Is it possible for Carla? Can Carla talk to him via Xbox? Put on the headset. That way,
no. I told him enough for the Fortnite though, because the trash talk is indeed a part of it, and it gets a little too much, and his attitude carries over from that game, and it gets like that. So you know,
but it's a part about as long as it's not derogatory. Mike, I'm coming off watching Top Gun Maverick, and you know, sports competition, online gaming. I don't know. I don't know if if you can say, you just have to be cordial that entire time. You're competing.
Well, two reasons. Well, first of all, I was coming in here. That's why I palmed it off to Mrs.
Yeah.
O'Meara.
But you well, that's also not what know you Oscar. Want.
Much like, you know, I always consider you, Oscar, and Mrs. O'Meara to be kind of the same generation. And you two kids have a crazy ability to kind of tell it like it is. So I'm kind of looking forward to her getting the lowdown
the call.
On it, you know.
Yeah.
And we'll see. We'll see what the result is of this. But this is on the heels of my little man showing me his final reading test, math test, and one other test, and two 95s and a 90. And I'm pretty darn pleased
you
with my
be.
Little man
That's
and
awesome.
What he's done. So, you know, it's kids, and kids do that. I don't understand the talk. That's what
well, he's, you know.
I'm trying. No, not him. I'm talking about. I'm trying to get my head around that.
Ask
just
Michael.
Trying to get my head around it.
Ask
right
Michael
now.
If when the dad spoke to him, if he was slurring.
No, stop it. No, the chat. Why do we have to have a chat?
I know.
But anyway,
what
that's
about
the way some
the
people
dad,
operate.
Look,
I was never that kind of parent.
If there's a pattern of it, then I get it. If there's a pattern of it, I get it. But, you know, who knows? I don't know. I don't know.
What's worse? I know words hurt. A wedgie. Or words?
A wedgie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Words don't make you have
well,
to
wedgie,
go shopping.
Wedgie can show you your love, though. When I stopped, when I quit picking tobacco in Connecticut and they hung me from a tree by my underwear, that was a sign of love.
Were you talking trash?
No.
No.
It's too little.
Probably, yeah.
It's 14, 15 years old.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Back in the, no, seriously, I worked in a tobacco field. Got up at 5:15 in the morning, was picked up at 5:45, went to the Dufford Construction Company tobacco fields and picked broadleaf tobacco for 2 weeks. And at the end of 2 weeks, I didn't want to do it. And I had an opportunity to go paint houses in my hometown at 15 with Gary Caldwell. And
I can't imagine a job where it would be easier to paint the exterior of houses. That job must have really sucked.
Colonials, like 1700s, 1600s houses, yeah. And
wearing
they were oil-based. They were oil-based houses. Oh. So, and it was August, and so you're up at the top of this ladder.
Little heady.
Oh, my God, the buzz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, God knows what DuPont fumes I was sucking in
DuPont.
At that period. But it was not. It was a real culture of abuse. Now that I look back on it, I mean, real
healthy
abuse. You were hit with the butt of an axe handle. I mean, with the metal end on your elbow if you weren't moving fast enough. And I was not allowed to wield the axe. I had to take off the little plants at the bottom, which were the suckers.
Right.
And by the end of the like first row, you had a tobacco juice, which is sticky on your hand. And then in order to get the sticky off, you picked up some dirt. So by the end of the, you know, the first before lunch break, you had about that much tobacco juice
club,
and dirt.
A club on the end of your
it was,
wrist.
It was, and then you ate your sandwich with your dirty hands. It
yeah,
was,
but in fairness, you were recruited
too.
because you were a young smoker, and they're like, this guy's into this.
Yeah, you was.
No,
weren't you
was.
Working for trade?
I was. Yeah.
Every
I'd
hour
take
you
the
got
leaves
a
home and
pack
roll my
butts.
Own cigarette. I rolled my own cigarette. I look back on that. That was kind of the culture. In my town, you worked when you were a kid. You had a summer job. That's why I was watching a news story, maybe yesterday, maybe this morning, about how camp counselors, one of the great cherry gigs for high school students, you know, to get a job as a counselor. I did it for years. I remember when I discovered that job, which, by the way, paid the same, maybe more, as picking tobacco or painting houses. It paid probably the same or maybe more. And I remember thinking that was great. And now they can't get people because of the pay.
Right.
They can't get people to take those jobs. So I don't know. You can tell me, is this the youth of America holding out for better part-time jobs, or is this the youth of America saying, not worth me even getting out of the, you know, out of the house to go do a job like this? But apparently there's now a labor shortage with, you know, kids that want to work in camps and you know,
that.
As lifeguards and jobs like that I remember as a teenager, man, that was the That was the workforce,
well,
right?
Well, Oscar, 5 years ago, didn't the Russians take over the whole lifeguard game? 5 or 10 years ago? Because it seems like all the lifeguards were Russian for a while.
Can he hear us?
I don't know if he can.
I don't think he can.
But he's smiling so nicely.
Oscar,
I thought he was really enjoying the show.
Oscar.
He can't hear us.
Oh, I think he just disconnected.
How did he get disconnected, Pony? Hold on, Rob.
Network signal would be my best guess here because he's running on a cellular network. All right, he's reconnected.
Hello? Can you hear us now?
You were waiting on him. He's got the saucer eyes, but he's still
smiling. Why is he on a cellular network if he's in a house, a private home, with Wi-Fi?
That's a really good question. He's testing out our Comrex equipment.
Oh, he's testing the equipment.
All right, there he is.
I can hear you now. Okay. I can hear you now. Apologies. Right.
Why are you on a cellular network if you're in a house with Wi-Fi?
Well, I think this home was built by the wealthy in 1912, and the 100-foot Ethernet cable I have should have been 200 feet. And by the time we realized that, now I'm on cell signal.
That sucks.
I'm here.
Can't you move somewhere closer to like the modem?
I can.
Or the router?
I can't do it while my brother and sister have people over.
Is it down like somewhere?
It's in the living room where they're living their lives and entertaining.
Constantly?
That's not where I put the modem and router.
And that's Doctors. Also not that's not where I put my guests.
Book smarts, not common sense smarts.
When I get guests, I say stay far from the modem. You can stay in the yard.
No, I mean I have the modem in here. I have the modem in here. 5 feet from me.
Right.
Right there, baby.
Yeah. Mine's by my desk too.
That's where my modem. So getting back to the whole thing about the kids not wanting to work, like your son's getting a job as a waiter, but he's a college kid. What's the deal? Do you speak to the kids about what? Well, you've got the one daughter.
Well,
who's
Julia gainfully employed.
A jet setter.
Well, yeah, she's in Italy. She sent me the greatest picture of the statue of Michelangelo's David. But yeah. She covered up the dirty part with her finger in the photo.
Send me that, please.
I will.
I would love to see that. That's funny.
She has always, Julia was a go-getter from as soon as she could work. Because you remember she worked at the Italian ice stand. She did a food truck. Then she got a job in graphic design at a place called Conveyance. She's always been chasing that stuff. And even when she's a full-time student, she's working at a print shop in Richmond. So she has a job. And you know, Robert... And also, Julia worked at like a farm type thing where you do like a corn maze and pumpkins. She was from the word go. And Robert really does put in the hours at fireworks. And he worked at Wegmans before that. So my kids have always been good workers. They want to get out there and do it.
Would they be like if a camp counselor came their way, a camp counselor gig? Well, she worked as a camp counselor when she was a kid.
Well, she
right at the camp at
she
the camp for
was kind. It was a volunteer thing. She worked.
Oh,
there,
it was not a paid.
No,
kid.
No. But I think that I think Robert likes operating from home because we suggested a couple jobs.
He does surgery.
Yeah, he does. Which really came in handy over the last 2 months for me. But we suggested a couple places he could try out, and he said, no, it's too far. I want to keep close to home to save money on gas. And that's why he went back. But now he also sort of flexed a little bit, and he went from bussing tables at Fireworks Pizza to now being a waiter. And he started on Saturday, and he's doing great, and he likes it. But, you know, he's going on 3 years there, I think. And so... he's a valued employee there, so that's good.
And this
good
year
too.
He moves up to waiterdom.
Waiterdom, yeah, and then
different world, much
very different.
Now is it a sit down joint?
Yes.
A lot of people come into really not,
and also,
not as
inside outside too. I mean, there's a patio and an inside part.
It's pizza though, right?
Well, but
it's not like fine dining.
No, right? But it is like one thing he has to know the beer list for beer recommendations because they don't have any
cake.
I know, he's doing good. He likes
Catherine
it.
And Elizabeth both did the fine dining for a while.
That's got to be tough.
Well, they were pretty good at it until the place went under, which was a drag. You know, that kind of goes hand in hand.
Was there?
I think it really
was
does.
Was that
I think
the
it goes
era
hand in hand.
Their life when they saw the most of you?
Because it was
may have been. Well, no, it's also where they worked, where I got married to Carla. We had our wedding at the same kind of joint. I knew Howard, the guy that owned the joint.
Yeah.
And it was really pretty and really, really nice. But that that level, you know, and they seem to enjoy it. And I guess enjoyment and success doesn't necessarily go hand in hand.
That was like a Michelin star chef. Like it.
He was great. It was just a look. You can be a great chef, and it's the restaurant business.
Yep.
So you have no idea what you know what flies and what doesn't fly. And there was a sale and all that stuff. So I'm not sure what that place is doing right now. But I we could talk about kids working and all that, and you know, more power to them if they can find good jobs. I'm
but
all
Mike,
for it.
No one will ever. Look at you in a bad light for not wanting to sucker plants. It's the worst job in the world because it's not
tough.
Just tobacco. Corn, you have to do this. You should do the same thing.
But
and
quitting
the whole
that
thing
job.
is you can't. There is no comfortable way to do it because you've got to go over to the bed. You've got to be leaning over the whole time, and it's always hot. It's bad work.
Squatting, I think it was like in a catcher's position. Mm. You hop down the line. There was no sitting on anything. It was a little young. It was great for a young kid. That's why they had us do it. But. As far as the school year goes, it's winding down. Two more days for Michael, and then the Disney. I'm planning the Disney trip for next week, which is I actually have done my research, and I plan on trying to bring to you every day some of my research, so I can get feedback from the audience as far as is this the thing you want to do? I've done the research.
Among your
with
research,
friends of mine.
Mike, have you checked out the weather? Because I looked at the weather for Orlando next week. Bring a sweater; it's going to be a little cool.
No, actually, we've got a little tropical system coming through here.
Oh boy!
Over the weekend. Like,
bring a poncho.
60% chance of developing into a tropical storm that's going to hit us over the weekend. But do you have any Disney music floating around back there? Because this might be appropriate. I've done research. I've reserved the certain parks. I've reserved two restaurants, I believe, for dinner.
That's great.
And other than that, we're going to be winging it when it comes to like food. We're not going to be really... focusing on the sit-down joints.
They pretty much invented the turkey leg there.
Well, see, they don't want turkey leg.
I'm just telling you, it's good stuff.
What time are you getting to the park?
I don't necessarily want to get in at opening time when the lines are there. I'd rather get in 10, 11 o'clock. You know, turn it down a little bit, please. Maybe just
too late.
So I can maybe hear myself think. Thank you.
Too late.
It's too late to get in.
Yeah, you want to get in early.
Why? Everybody's
because you
want
to go to the rides that you think are going to be the most in demand.
Yeah, you got to get the first hour
and get them over with, because you're not going to wait for them later, and you don't want people getting grumpy.
People.
You don't want to feel like you gypped yourself. You don't want to feel like you're get the big rides out of the way. And then
and there's also
life.
there's
happiest
stuff you
place
can do
on earth, my ass.
There's stuff
my
you
Irish
can do
fat ass.
Later in the day that will move faster, like the train that connects all the parks, that's always open, that's easy to do. Teacups is a big people mover, you can do that. Of course there's Small World.
Well, I've done my research. I don't even want to do the bit now.
Oh no.
I swear to God. No, I've done some research. I'll bet three, four a day. I'm going to give you three, four attractions.
Okay.
And then if the listeners know of any, or you guys know of any, that any recommendations. This was three or four people recommended this, so I went on the Disney website and actually checked it out. It's Disney's Astroglide Orbiter.
Oh, we didn't do that one.
Disney's Astroglide Orbiter. Experience the magic of space. While sitting motionless. No. Be a pro. Be a professional. Do not laugh at your own material.
I heard one
Disney's,
thing about it.
Disney's Astroglide Orbiter. Experience the magic of space while sitting motionless in your own Astroglide Orbiter. Thrill to all the vibrations of the universe as you're probed by beings from beyond the galaxy. That one sounds like it's that would be the top. I might get there early in the morning.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good ride to do when it's real hot outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll try that one.
Yeah, air cooled.
Want to hear number two?
I would love
Please.
To.
The second one is Buzz Lightyear's Crazy Meth Spin. Eat the blue crystals. Eat the blue crystals and take off to Happy Land on the Buzz Lightyear Meth Express. Don't worry about the lines for this attraction because all the lines are inside of the attraction.
And it's a Toy Story tie-in.
Just maybe give myself a little ding there for that. Would you like to would you like to hear number three?
So, Oscar, these are attractions at Disneyland
Thank you, Mike, Ralph,
has done research on.
Thanks so much. Number three is Indiana Jones Epic Stumptacular.
The Stumptacular?
Yeah, thrilled to this incredible display of movie excitement where every performer loses at least one limb. Get amped up for the greatest show you've ever been grossed out by. Chop don't have nothing on us except a full set of digits. I think we'll swing by that one.
That's a good one.
It's in Frontierland.
Yeah, it's sponsored by Hell's Kitchen.
The last one here on the list. Oh, another bell, please. Yeah. Thank you. The last one on the list. The Liberty Square Racist Riverboat.
Oh, that was Walt's favorite.
Oh, no.
Step into the days of Mark Twain and slave labor to relive a kinder, gentler America of the Old South. From the cotton trade to the pleasures of no physical labor whatsoever, the Liberty Square Racist Riverboat will have you longing for those lazy pre-Civil War days of old.
Yeah, antebellum.
This only thing, this ride is restricted.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mike, if you're going to check that out, you have to get your tickets early, but also see if you can get passes to see Walt's special collection.
Yes.
That's also
the Walt Disney China collection is supposed to be and cutlery. Yes, buttons. Oscar. Yes.
Do you have a pep talk for your son as far as budget is concerned on a daily budget of what? Because
you can go out and it can really spin out.
They want to purchase everything, and everything looks like you can just get it at Disney. So one pro tip I received. Imagine when I went with my niece and nephew to Universal, my brother and sister said, look, tell them if you're going to buy them something, I know you're going to buy them something, give them a budget. And I said, what do you mean? Like, say it's like $20, $50, whatever it's going to be. Yeah. Let them know that that's their budget, and then they'll be more discerning about what they pick. Otherwise, they'll ask for something that's $700 and you won't hear the end of it.
Right.
The budget that we have allotted is going into the park and letting him go on rides.
Okay.
That is the budget that's allotted. And we will have a lengthy discussion about behavior and attitude and what we can do and what we can't do.
I wish you better luck than I had.
You've both concerned me with this talk of getting there first thing in the morning. Doesn't everybody get there first thing in the morning?
No, you would think so. You would think so, but they don't.
They don't.
That's why you have to apply.
Because we're early risers. We'll be up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's why I suggested it.
Yeah. Because
it's not like it's going to be a hard pull for you.
Is it 9 o'clock that the gates open? I think it is. You'll want to be there.
Why would it be anything else? Of course you open the gates when everyone's up and fed. I have to see if I can see my therapist before.
Do you have sensible shoes you'll be wearing?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, I'll wear the stuff I work out in.
A modest heel.
Okay.
I might wear. You know, I have an orthotic that I play golf with on one foot.
Use that.
Yeah.
Bring that.
Sanctuary.
Will you wear a hat?
You mean like what? Like a straw hat or something like that?
I'm just curious because
I live in Florida. I know how to dress for Florida.
You're going to be
the other people that might have like sunburns and stuff.
I'm just saying that you know that Michael's going to request that you all wear mouse ears.
Oh yeah, well that's not going to happen either. I wouldn't shill for Disney in that way. But I mean, I'll wear. You know, I don't think I'm going to wear a hat.
You'll be in and out
all day, right?
Mike, you're strong. Most
like that's high praise.
And even the strongest, the amount of merchandising and subconscious FOMO they build within the experience at Disney.
It's as important as the pavement to that
place. It's built around, if I don't get this one animation cell, because it's going to be worth thousands in 10 years, I'm really going to miss out. This happens to adults as well.
And as you talk about the happiest place on earth, just a brief thumbnail of one of our afternoons where Robert wanted to participate in an event where he could fight Darth Vader with a lightsaber. And the only way you could be chosen was to stand there and have Darth Vader point at you. and it happened every hour and 15 minutes. And after three or four tries of us not getting chosen, he started to have a steroid-fueled spin out. And so picture, if you will, it's about 110 degrees in Florida. I'm standing in a corner, holding him in a bear lock because he's spinning out that bad. And he screams to all the passersby, "You're hurting me. You're hurting me." Loud enough that it's echoing off the rides. So I wish you luck.
Well, I won't let that happen.
No, no.
Yeah, but your son was a lot younger than mine, right? I mean, Michael's 8.
He was 18.
It's always 18. The comedy is always 18.
Look, no, he was but
what
a boy.
What is this horrible camera shot I have today? Oh, yeah. So we'll see.
Are you in the Astroglide car there?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was talking to a friend of mine from my home state, who really super nice guy, and he has a couple of young ones too. And he was saying to me today, I looked at him and I said, "Did you have any fun when you?" "Oh yeah, we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun." He says to me, "Get the Epcot wine pass for your wife."
Yeah.
Get the Epcot wine. Yeah. They sell everything.
They do.
They sell everything. Every possible area of fun.
He probably
I wish
told
I could
you
psych
Epcot,
myself into it.
Epcot has got really good food. Like if you can reserve a sit down dinner in one of the countries.
To me, this is all I needed to hear. He said to me, I said, "Yeah, I had fun." He said, "I had fun because I'm watching my kids have a great time." And if that's the criteria, I'm done. I'm in.
Man.
That's it. I don't give
that's
a
the right answer.
Mm-hmm. I don't give that's a the right answer. Ass about any of this stuff. And but if he's running around and look and goes on rides and stuff,
credit card out. I am buy everything.
No, what is this buy? You mean what buy? I mean, I know there are gift shops. I've been there before.
Good
there
luck
are
on
gift
Main
shops.
Street. Good luck.
It's
well, I know there's stores. I get
it's
it.
Not. No, these are not stores. You're lured in by memorabilia.
You go,
and then you're like
memorabilia.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah. You're lured in. Okay, I'll give you the best example. Say your son was into Iron Man, and you walk in, you're like, that's what Robert Downey Jr. wore in the first Iron Man. And you're looking at that, and right to the right is a helmet that would look so cool in your son's bedroom, but it happens to be $2,000. But it's for sale, and there's only three of them.
Then go to hell. Like, then go straight to hell.
Mike, the Imagineers have got our number. And they will play us.
Right, and they got us by the short and curlies.
Yeah, and even if it's not a $2,000 helmet, it's $15 for, say, an ice cream cone or a Dole
Whip. You want
a
magnet?
Yeah. This $10. Is the best fudge in the world. $25 for this fudge.
Wait a second. Does this ice cream sandwich have ears like the Mickey Mouse ear?
It does, Oscar. It's a
How
hidden
much is
Mickey.
It, Rob?
It's $120.
I don't want to go.
At least
I want to go camping.
Camping.
I'll even go camping.
Disney has a campsite.
With the tent. With the tent.
They'll rent you a mouse tent.
Each
you know,
can,
I know we're doing shtick here, but
each
I am
has
so
a canteen in
depressed
it.
Right now. I am so... I don't think there's any joy in my wife either for this little soiree. You know?
Wow.
I think it's just kind of like, you know, yeah, I'm happy that it's going to be him, but I don't like manufactured anything. I don't like manufactured fun.
Mike, it's very
clean.
That's
what I've always thought
this is. It's a very clean park.
Glad it's a clean park.
And
I like the fact that some of the food is supposed to be good.
And
could be interesting. Although, you know, we're kind of going to stay on our thing a little bit. So
I really, you know what? Despite the extraordinary heat and all this stuff, I did enjoy it. Just seeing the way.
Heat. You know what? 68 degrees is hot for you. It always has
Mike,
been. I live down here. I just walked out of 90 degree heat.
But it was, understand.
And I thought it was okay.
But it was Orlando in August when we went. It was so hot it hurt your feelings. And I really applaud you for living in the heat. I don't. So it was something. But
I applaud you for living in the gray.
Well, it's not great today. It's not great today. No,
is it beautiful today?
Lovely today.
What's the temperature today?
Oh, it's like 96 degrees in D.C. It's terrible.
But it's beautiful to look at.
Is it really 96 today?
It is 94, I think, was the call. I haven't been outside.
Is it really 94? It's 90 here.
I love looking into the out-of-doors from the in-of-doors.
I love saying that to people from D.C. Is it really 90? Is it 94 up there?
Yes, but it's a dry heat. It's not.
That's too
sucks.
Funny. What's the high temperature where you are in New England, Oscar Santana?
I'll show you. It's right now, I think it's 77 degrees. Let me see if I can get this. Let me know what you guys see, because I can't really see what you see.
Okay.
But can
looking
you see that?
The window.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God.
Boy. Oh, my. What a beautiful,
does that not look
beautiful
like an,
street.
Does that not look like an ad for a car? That car should have a big red bow on it. Look
that
what I got you for
Father's
Day. Seriously,
looks like Ted Kennedy, who's dead, is going to come out the door, you know. Era, how are you? There you are. When I return,
Era.
Mary Jo and the cat, we're gone.
Trim
that's
the azaleas.
Beautiful.
Hey there, Mr. Zebos.
So they live in an old neighborhood, like in one of the old neighborhoods of Cape.
Yeah, the Kennedy compound is down the street, as they say.
Oh, man. See,
how
tell
far?
All your kids to be doctors, to grow up to be successful doctors.
Or politicians.
Nice. Or grifting politicians.
Or yeah. Crooked politicians.
Good luck.
If you
we're
going to
get Oscar's story. We're going to get all the stories, all the fun. The barbecue that, you know, was both great and horrible at the same time. So more to come on the Mike O'Mara show. We got the homepage
I'm
coming
intrigued.
Up as well. Yeah, yeah. I'm not cooking ever again.
Ever?
As long as I live. No, not even for myself.
Well,
I'll have
gonna,
someone come in.
Doesn't that
it.
Ruin your plan at Disney? I thought you were bringing a hibachi.
Oh, yeah. I was going to cook right in the middle of the park. The parking lot. We'll take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara show.
You never have to miss a minute of your favorite guys. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. Every night, we're right here. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Only on the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
Is that it?
That's it. It's just a reminder that we're on KCJJ. You
know, yeah, boom, bam.
That's awesome. Hold on just a second here. What happened? Everything shut down. All my computers shut
Although,
down.
Mike, you brought up an interesting point. I've never thought of tailgating at Disney.
If yeah, you wouldn't could that do, be fun?
That would be fun. Like before a football game.
I think that would be incredibly exciting.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to do that. I really, really would. Hold on just a
Have
second,
about
guys.
12 beers and go, where's Space Mountain? Find it. Find Space Mountain. All right.
What's it like to be successful and buy everything at Disney you want?
Where
How
did
much
you
was
get that
the Iron
Man helmet? The Iron Did you quote the Iron Man helmet for $3,000, Oscar?
No, I think it was like $1,000, but it felt like $3,000.
Sure, might well. I mean, anytime it's that high, it might as well be $1,000,000.
Yes.
Well, Iron Man. Iron Man. I was mostly buying paraphernalia, Mike, that related to the Disney princesses. Got myself a
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, you want a Mulana.
I got a Mulan.
Mulana.
A Mulan gown.
Mulan?
Yes.
How many princesses can you name? I don't
Mulan
know enough
gown.
Of them.
Well, if you go way back, there's Snow White,
Cinderella,
Sleeping Beauty. There's Chrissy Metz. There's
She's part of the NBC family, not ABC family.
That's true. That's true. And there's
Frozen.
Pocahontas.
Right, Elsa.
Yep, Elsa. Don't forget, with the long hair, Rapunzel.
Rumpelstiltskin?
No, Rumpelstiltskin would spin straw into gold. But you have to know his name.
Wasn't there?
No, I don't think there was a Disney Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh.
Thank you.
Who's the lady?
All right, it's time for our spot now. Sorry about that.
Can we talk more princesses later?
I have to apologize to my coworkers and our listeners today. Hey, food that's fast doesn't have to be fast food. Freshly offers quality meals without the hard work. Their meals are not only yummy, 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 they're designed by nutritionists, cooked by chefs, then delivered fresh to your door. Other meal deliveries need to be prepped and cooked, but Freshly is ready to eat in 3 minutes. No one wants to spend an hour cooking dinner after a rough day at work or an infuriating commute in 94-degree weather. So, skip the grocery shopping and dirty dishes. Your Freshly meals arrive cooked and fresh every week. Use the Freshly website or the app to find meals that fit your lifestyle with plans that work for your dietary needs, your preferences, your tastes, and family size. I love that they are delivered fresh, not frozen, and always delicious.
Delicious.
The steak peppercorn is amazing. He doesn't have to eat it when he's on vacation because someone else is cooking for him, but he eats it at home.
All the time,
Oscar
does.
He loves the steak
peppercorn.
Peppercorn. Stop stressing about dinner. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $125 off your first five orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. That's $125 off Freshly.com/TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. And San Francisco Giants manager Gabe Kapler will no longer take the field for the national anthem because of gun violence. Here's his quote. "I don't plan on coming out for the anthem going forward until I feel better about the direction of our country. I don't expect it to move the needle necessarily. It's just something that I feel strongly enough about to take that step." In a blog post titled "Home of the Brave," he added, quote, "We aren't free when politicians decide that the lobbyists and gun industries are more important than our children's freedom to go to school without needing bulletproof backpacks and active shooter drills. Every time I place my hand over my heart and remove my hat, I'm participating in a self-congratulatory glorification of the only country where these mass shootings take place." He did, however, choose to make an exception for Memorial Day because, quote, "While I believe strongly in the right to protest and the importance of doing so, I also believe strongly in honoring and mourning our country's servicemen and women who fought and died for that right." Gabe Kapler, salute to you.
You're here.
Proud that you were once a great member of the Boston Red Sox, and really, more power to him. Like the Steve Kerrs, like the Gabe Kaplers.
Yes.
That's where we're looking. That's where we're paying attention. So, you know, go ahead and please join me if you're in the South Florida area on June 11th for the March for Life over in the Parkland part of the Miami suburbs over on the East Coast. Pardon me for not knowing the geography as well as I should. I'll have more information as we get closer to that. But I'm heading over there and really looking forward to, you know, showing my support for the good people over there. We're really... That was the last time we had a real groundswell of support. Will it move the needle? Who knows?
Couldn't hurt.
Don't care.
And a slightly related story, I just want, if I can have a moment, to say salute to Loudoun County Public Schools, who put Cary School on lockdown today without telling the teachers it was a drill. Thanks a lot.
You're kidding me.
Nope. Cary sent me I got a text from her at about 10, I think. It said, "We're on lockdown. I love you." And I just said, "Lockdown like COVID or lockdown like intruder?" She says, "Intruder." And she said, "Oh, they finally announced it's a drill." But just not
They're
okay.
They're not supposed to do that, am
no,
I right?
No, it's not policy.
They're supposed to at least let the educators know what's going on.
Yeah. So that was a heck of a morning. Yay.
Another misstep. Fantastic. Yeah. The box office over Memorial Day weekend was all about Tom Cruise, Top Gun Maverick. We're going with a gang of people down here in the next week, I think. The movie broke the record for biggest Memorial Day opening of all time domestically with $126.7 million from Friday through Sunday. $156 million if you add in Monday's total. The previous record holder was Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, $153 million. This was also the biggest opening for a Tom Cruise movie and the first time he's cleared the $100 million mark. Tom's previous best was War of the Worlds, which had a three-day opening of $64.9 million all the way back in 2005. What? And I believe our own Oscar has seen the move.
What did I text you, gentlemen? Somebody's got to have within their thread exactly what I texted you. I've been hyping this movie up for some time.
Yeah, you've been on it.
Everyone's been making fun of me. And I said, I'm telling you, I have a feeling. I have a feeling that this movie will be the movie of the summer.
Mike and Rob, quote, "If you love America, fighter jets, and freedom, Top Gun Maverick is a must-watch this weekend. Take your sons, pony, take that handsome boy. Please do not take your wives, or there are too many men with abs. They will be distracted." And
I missed
you know
that.
What?
Damn it.
Curses on you, Oscar. Because
Saturday at 11:55. I was running like a chicken with my head cut off. It was crazy.
Curses on you because of that text, I said, I guess I should probably watch Top Gun because I had never seen it. So I went on Netflix and
I watched Top Gun?
No. And you know what? It's horrible.
Why did you never watch the... What?
It's horrible. Top Gun is a horrible
original,
film.
The original? The OG?
Yes, it's horrible.
Well, Rob, it's 20 years
military
old,
movie.
But it's still fun.
Why? It's not all that military. It's just not a great... Now, I understand the new one is better and uses the basis of the original movie to tell the story, but about 40 minutes into it, I just said, this isn't any good at all.
All right, Christina, can we move on, please, to the rest of the news? Thank you. There have been a lot of issues with staffing shortages during the pandemic. But for one Burger King, it wasn't just a shortage. It was a full-on outage. A guy walked into a Burger King in Pittsburgh on Friday. This is what I was talking about before. And no one was there. He went through the drive-thru, then walked inside and even opened the door to the kitchen. The whole place was completely empty. In the afternoon, the local news caught wind of it.
News!
And they say that only one person showed up to work that day. And when they saw that they were alone, they quit on the spot, apparently without locking the door on the way out. A manager eventually showed up to lock the place until it could be staffed. A Burger King rep is downplaying the problem. They say the shift leader had to leave due to a family emergency, so he sent the team home and the door was inadvertently left unlocked.
I'm not buying it.
But a local official says it might be a sign of the times. A lot of people left the workforce during the pandemic and businesses will have to adapt. It is a weird time in America. I don't know what's happened. It's so weird. It's just so weird with people. Nobody wants to do dick.
I know really. That when that one employee showed up, a customer came in and said, "Hey, you used to work at All American Burger."
Hope you had a nice piss, Dennis. Arnold.
Arnold.
Whoever it was.
I think Arnold.
Time for the annual story about how chubby dudes don't have to worry about their beach body. Someone polled over 1,000 Americans ahead of summer and found that dad bods are still trendy.
Woo!
Sexy, even.
Thank 70%
you. Of women, 49% of men are fans of the dad bod. 3/4 of people define it as a guy who's still somewhat fit, but with a little extra padding. 49% overall said dad bods are sexy, and just under half those people would prefer a dad bod over a guy who's all muscle. That's the one I find interesting.
Are there any dad bods in Top Gun Maverick?
Oh, not many.
No.
No.
If that's what you're into, good news. There might be more dad bods out there than ever. 31% of men who have one say they developed it during the pandemic.
Good news, Pony.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's that.
Oh, this is great.
Pony's really been packing on the pounds.
That's wonderful.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he's got a six-pack. Do you have a six-pack, Pony, or is it just like no real body fat?
Not so much anymore, but I used to.
Yeah, I used to have a six-pack, too, but I don't drink anymore.
It's a rib cage. It's not a six-pack.
Now it's a keg.
Ribs. It's a keg.
It's ribs. Not many things seem to be black and white these days, except when it's a question of whether you're a night owl or an early bird. Even if your lifestyle fights it, everyone has a default setting on this. In a new poll, 22% of Americans say they're a total night owl. I think that's you, Oscar. You like to stay up late.
Yeah.
Another 28% said they're somewhat of a night owl. That's me. I do it periodically. I hate to go to sleep sometimes. That's 50%. 17% said they're a total early bird. And another 19% said they're somewhat of an early bird. 36%. 8% claim they are neither. And 6% are not sure.
I'm not sure. Mike, in the history of Washington...
What's that category? I don't know.
I know you used to live up here. In the history of Washington, D.C. politics... Can you think of any politicians in the D.C. area that were night owls?
I think for the House, he's dead. Looking down in heaven. Just wonderful old man, Marion Barry. I wish I had my thing ready to
go.
But I don't, because I'm not a good board op.
Are you, Mayor Barry, when you're in heaven, are you young Mayor Barry or older silver-haired Mayor Barry?
I'm a young Mayor Barry, catting around, taking my security detail, going from bar to bar.
You got all these. Did they let you take your Rolexes to heaven?
Yes, I did. Took a whole box. Had a box of my Rolexes.
Box?
So I'm fun. Yes, sir. Effie Lynn.
Effie Lynn, yes. Effie Barry.
Not many things seem to be black and white these days. That's the same story that I just read. I'm having a really good day. Let me remind my family to have a total meltdown right before I come into the studio. That'll help me out enormously.
And also, Mike, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention Cora Mastersberry.
Yes, another wife.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And now a little something something.
Ah, yes.
Mountain Dew is introducing a new pickle flavor soda pop.
Yeah.
There aren't many details yet other than it's supposedly a sour sweet complement to Southern barbecue.
Woohoo! Yay.
It's one of several new flavors that are being tested at Mountain Dew's new outpost in Backwoods, Tennessee. So it isn't wildly available yet, or widely available,
Wow.
But it could be if it's popular in the testing phase. Other Mountain Dew flavors being tested there include apple cinnamon, elderberry, huckleberry, and s'mores flavor.
Ooh.
Ah. Hear that? That sound you're hearing? That's the Chinese army getting closer to invading. They're going to invade us. That's right. Enjoy your pickle soda. We're all going to die now, idiots. Thank you very much.
Mike, we have to take a break. I went to the Mountain Dew compound. They've got their own facility for toe amputation. It's great.
Yes, yes. It's the Beaties section. Welcome to the Beaties ride.
Beaties do.
Yes. Oh, that might be that might work its way into the Disney adventures tomorrow. If I even write that. But again,
I do. We'll take a break. Do.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Hey, kids, where do you want to go for dinner?
Amato!
Now Jim Amato is going to, like, sell a veggie burger.
Amato burgers.
I love beef, but I'll take this.
You'll not believe the incredible Michael Mara burger.
This Amato veggie burger is fantastic.
Oh, God, these are good.
Welcome to Amato's, Pittsburgh's favorite burger.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
At Amato's, we pack our burgers with top-quality cuts of beef and prepare everything with tender love and care.
Did they teach you that here, Brad?
If you're hungry for laughs, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? Supersize the fun with a yearly subscription at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yeah, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Attention gamers, it's time to level up your gameplay with Backbone. Backbone transforms your iPhone into a handheld console. You can simply play anytime, anywhere. Simply plug in your iPhone to the Backbone and enjoy console quality controls as you play Xbox, PlayStation, PC, and App Store games. No console, no problem. Stream hundreds of games like FIFA, Halo, Minecraft. You can do it through cloud gaming services. And if you have a PlayStation, an Xbox, or a PC, play games you own with Remote Play.
Yes.
Or the Steam Link app. Experiencing yourself what TechCrunch calls the closest we've ever seen to a portable Xbox.
It's amazing.
You know,
it
is. Great devices, great food,
yeah.
Great ideas, yeah. Great wonderful things in this country.
No need to trash talk on it. Just play the game and let your score speak for itself.
Come on.
They're always simple, though. And this Backbone is so simple. You
analog
just pop your iPhone right into it.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
Backbone brings games like Spider-Man, Madden, and Grand Theft Auto right to my phone. Go to playbackbone.com/TMOS now. Order your Backbone by June 30th and get free access to over 350 console games and perks, including a free month of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, 1 month free of Apple Arcade, 2 months free of Google Stadia Pro, and 3 months free of Discord Nitro. Find your next adventure at playbackbone.com/TMOS. So one of our crew is generously giving of his time this week on his vacation.
Yes.
By chalking in with us for an hour and a half every day. And it's Oscar Santana, who is up on the Cape. And with the brother and the sister-in-law, and, you know, this is cool. You love it up there. You're a New England guy. I know you love Maine, too.
Yes.
But all I heard before we came on air was that you had said something about not catching the plane on time. Just couldn't make it on time.
Yeah.
What happened?
There's nothing like a 7:20 a.m. flight from Reagan National to Boston Logan. And when my wife booked the flight, which I don't mind her taking care of, you know, I love it when people are like, I'll take care of it, no big deal. A 7:20 a.m. pickup, I mean, essentially flight, means you have to get to the airport by 5:30 a.m.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. No problem.
And I said to my wife, it's not like we're in a hurry to go anywhere. We're not getting there for a baptism. Like, they're waiting for us.
We're not going for a baptism, Mike.
Why would you ever book so early?
You are. And I think we're exposing the truth of the matter here, and I think we should accept this reality. You are not a morning person. You do not like to rally for the morning bell. You never have.
Not by choice.
No. You never will. You know, it's just, you know, when you say that particular, what was the actual flight time? 7:50 something? Is that what it was?
7:20. You have to board by 6:30. Fly by 7:20.
Yeah.
They need the on-time push-off, yeah.
It's a perfect time to fly. Nobody's in the airport. It's great. It's an early flight. It's on Saturday. It's fantastic.
But, Mike, if you were to ask Oscar, he wouldn't say, I'm not sure. He would say, I am a night owl. And that's his deal. He's not a morning person.
So yeah. Was your attitude, when did you find out, first of all, that this was your departure time on Saturday?
On Friday.
Friday afternoon?
Friday afternoon. I said, we're shipping out to Boston around noon. She said, no, flight's at 7:20. And I said, AM? She said, yes. And I said, why would we ever do that?
Was she all smiles when she told you this?
She said, it was the cheapest flight. I said, Shannon, they're all expensive. What's the difference? She's like, the other ones were $40 more
apiece.
So you're
giving her crap because you've got an early flight.
Yes.
Because you like to stay up late and sleep in.
Well, who wouldn't want to? You make it seem like it's a sin.
Well, it's a sin if you've got a flight. So bite the bullet, get your ass out of your house and go to the airport. You're a minute and a half from the airport.
I'm no great lover of rising early, but the fact is, by taking that early flight, you're almost getting an extra day on vacation.
I understand, fellas. So I, like an adult, said to my wife, how about this? You go early and I'll meet you there. And she said, but I have the dog and blah, 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 blah. And I said,
What is wrong with you? You told your wife, she books the flight for you because you want an extra hour of Z's. You just decide to send her along that you'll take us. What time's your flight going to be? Midnight? Is that when you're going to go?
Mike, this is a longstanding tradition in many households, especially immigrant households.
This I'm not buying, but go ahead.
Right, go ahead.
I buy, you fly.
literally.
So, yeah, literally.
Is she upset at this point?
So she's a little upset. She said, we'll deal with it in the morning. And I said, please don't wake me up because I'm not going to leave at that time. And
are you going to like Uber?
I've never wanted her to come on more than I do right now. I have never wanted to talk to her more.
Summon her.
I want to talk to her right now.
No, she's not. She's left. She's playing mini golf with my nephew.
Okay.
Unless they're back. They're not back yet.
I'm just totally on her side, Oscar.
Yeah.
Okay. So
she was going to drive and you were going to take some sort of car service?
Hey, listen. She got an Uber. They picked her up. And then as soon as I heard the front door shut and I heard, love you, see you later, I felt guilty. So I got up, I dusted myself off, I grabbed my stuff, and I called my own Uber. I get to the airport roughly 20 minutes after she's arrived. She's gotten through security. Mike, you're right. There's no traffic. There's nobody in security. Right. Nobody wants to fly that early.
Yeah, and it's a Saturday.
And
I walk up,
and Shannon says, we're already boarding. And I said, well, the security line is not short anymore. What should I do? She said, ask them to escort you to the gate. Just ask them. And I said, who? She said, the JetBlue people. And I said, they don't care who I am. They did it. She goes, they did it for me. And I said, because you're a pretty woman with a dog. Like,
what time for a 7:20 flight? What time are you in the security line?
I'm in the security line at 6:15.
That should be okay.
That should be
okay. He's lying. I think he's lying now.
Well, I think there's some fuzzy math here.
I'm not lying. Listen to me. So I get in the line.
Excuse me. Could someone escort me to the front of the line?
I asked the JetBlue person.
7:20 flight. You're fine.
I asked the JetBlue person, hey, do you mind escorting me? They said, no chance, sir. We don't have any time for that. We don't do that. I said, fine. So I end up walking
to the
security.
So not only do you not get it, but you look like a supreme a-hole.
You're at Reagan.
I'm at Reagan. I get to Reagan, and then they have a TSA pre-check line, which is stacked because everybody in DC is wealthy, and they've done TSA pre-check.
It's not wealthy
right?
as much as everybody's a VIP.
Yeah,
correct.
Sucks.
I look at the Rube line even longer, so I'm like, well, I'm the Rube. Got to get in that line. Get in that line. I end up getting through the line with, I would say, roughly 10 minutes to spare before boarding time of the actual plane. As my wife says to me, where are you? I said, just getting through security. I'm going to make it. Don't worry about me. Get on the plane if they're boarding. She said, great. Gate 24. And I look at my phone, my JetBlue phone. It's my app says gate 24. Get in fine, no big deal. I'm at the gate. It says Boston. And the door is closed. So I'm like, this is kind of strange. But there's eight people in front of me at the gate, at the actual kiosk for the gate. So I hear people saying they're talking about Boston, right. Blah, blah, blah. Like 3 or 4 minutes go by. And I hear last call for one name, two names, and then Oscar Ceballos, DCA to Boston Logan, gate 28.
I'm at
24.
Wrong gate.
The gate's at 28. Wrong gate. What? I get a ping on my phone that says new gate, JetBlue, gate 28, Boston. As that call comes around, and I see the two other people behind me and me jump up because we hear our names, run to the kiosk. I cut people off. I said, "This is gate 24. Just heard our name." I said, "Gate 28," and this wonderful lady said, "Honey, it's been gate 28 since this morning. Where did you get gate 24? I said, "This app. Your app saw me gate 24. My wife's on the plane. She's already on there. They're about to close the gate." She goes, "I would run." So I run to gate 28, which is not far at Reagan National.
It's four gates away.
The door is shutting closed.
We're closing the door.
And then I run to the door like a maniac and start knocking on it because he had just closed the door. I come to find out that this
you were close enough to see the door close.
I see it. I said, "Hold that plane!" They did in Dumb and Dumber. I didn't fall off the tarmac into the tarmac. But
oh my God, we got to stop.
I'm yelling.
All right, let's wrap this. I want to hear the end of this. Let's take a break. We will come back and wrap this up with Oscar. I was like drifting along with that story.
It was wonderful.
Rob, we need the full Inquisition when we come back. We have to figure, because something's going on here. Yeah. It's him. It's him doing his
thing. But it could
there's
also
so many
be,
holes in
could
this,
be JetBlue.
You know? Yeah.
They're not a great
JetBlue, but I'm talking about the whole thing leading up to it. We'll be right back.
WLS Chicago.
Attention, Chicagoland. Are you sick, logy, or just feel under the weather? Well, you need me. Dr. Larry Chicago. No matter what ails you, I can fix it. Whether it's a sore back, runny nose, or the COVID, I got you. Just put some ice on it. Come see us at the Chicago Family Medical Group, 1062 West Addison, right next to Wrigley. Me and my doctor siblings, Otto, Arlene, Oliver, and Oxnard, will set you up and tell you to put some ice on it. You can trust us. We fitted Harry Carey for his bag, so get our details at MichaelMaraShow.com. Hit up the shopping center, get a bonus package, and for God's sake, put some ice on it.
Some ice on it, absolutely. Welcome back to the
his
Mike O'Mara Show.
Brought to you by Chime. Oxnard.
I'm sorry, Rob, what was that?
His brother is named Oxnard. I just
Oxnard,
find that funny.
That's right.
Chime.
Here's a question. Is that piece of plastic in your wallet doing enough for you? Because with the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start building credit with everyday purchases and on-time payments. You see, with Credit Builder, members can increase their credit history with no annual fees or interest. And having a good credit score can mean getting better car loan rates, or renting apartments easier, or just give you bragging rights around the dinner table. So continue your credit journey with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank NA pursuant to a license from Visa USA. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive impact on your credit score. Impact score may vary, and some users' scores may not improve. Now, welcome back to the Oscar saga. Oscar, I have to tell you something.
Yes.
This is so laden with just, are you
and
losing
Mike,
your mind? The
check,
idea of
check
no,
my
if
memory.
If I would have arrived early to the airport on time with my wife, I wouldn't have been in this situation.
But well, check my memory, doing. Mike. Classic airport, I know it's probably a little different now, but the classic airport sort of protocol was for domestic flights an hour before, for international flights,
to
2 hours before.
Yeah, but I'm getting back to the original fight. The original, and this had to be a fight. Trust me, this had to be a fight. This happened Friday afternoon. This is now. You tell me if I'm right about this.
We don't fight.
But you wig out and give her crap about booking an early flight. I'm not taking that flight anyway.
No, I don't wig out. I just, Mike, I think you've seen in real time, like, the gets is I take a stand and then she acquiesces because back to my old adage, she flies.
That's right, Michael. Literally.
I'm saying, the king, though, you're nothing.
So suddenly,
no, she's the queen, but I'm the president. She's vice president.
But at some point, you wake up from sleepy time and get the guilts. And if you
I don't want my wife traveling alone. I get that. That makes sense.
Well, but I mean, this could have been avoided. This is your behavior resulting in this entire debacle.
Yeah. Yes.
Right, go ahead. And so you get to the door, and they're closing the gate.
They're closing the gate. You see the gate closed. And then I knock on the door. The gentleman, his name is Brian. I got the name because I was like, this guy saw me running and closed the door. Like, if anyone's ever been to an elevator and saw somebody coming towards the elevator.
He sees you and he's closing it just to F with you.
He's closing the door, pretending like he hasn't seen me as I'm yelling.
Brian.
And what happened after that?
I said... So he cracks open the door. He's like, sorry, sir, we've shut the door. And I said, my wife is on that plane. There's an empty seat. She's been calling me. She's on the phone with me right now. And she goes, is your wife have a little Labradoodle with her? She goes, yes. We gave away your seat, sir. Sorry, we made the final call.
And that, the amount of time it took you to go from gate 24 to 28, they gave away your seat?
I come to find out afterwards that there was a Boston flight that was canceled the night before because of bad weather, so all the Boston flights the next day were oversold. So they wanted people not to make their flights.
Brian
so they
has could a put reason people to shut the door.
Standby.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, what a sticky wicket you've had. And I mean, so what happens after this? So you're screwed. So, you're not getting on that plane.
I'm screwed, blued, and tattooed. And the two people that were with me at gate 24 were like, did they just close the door on your face? They said, yes, they did. And then said, do you think they'll open it again? They said, no, they won't. And then you
did
see
the other
plane.
Two people run as fast as you, or were you there first?
I was there first.
Attaboy.
But they were behind me because I was yelling.
Right.
I'm not going to be shy
about it. Was it a bit of a scene?
I was making the scene with the logic of you saw me and you closed the door.
Mike,
you saw me.
As some disc jockeys we used to work with would say, it was a show.
It was a show.
So at this point, I have seen enough of reality television to understand that I can't continue making the scene. The plane is leaving.
Right.
And my best bet is to get
cameras on you at this point?
TMZ?
No, no, no. Not that not that type of scene. I'm well dressed. I feel like I'm being an adult about the situation. I said, well, if you can get me on the 8:30 flight, that would be amazing. And he said, the 8:30 sold out. I can get you on the 7 p.m. flight. And I said, 7 p.m.
Airlines suck. Here, the whole thing.
I can see the TMZ would be dun dun dun, and then that goofy narrator would say, "He's awful cool on the air, but he's hot under the collar at the airport."
I will say this. This is just you would think on a Saturday, right? On a Saturday in the middle of the, not in the nation's capital. Not in the land of la la la, where everybody's going everywhere all the time. No need to worry about those expensive airfares in D.C., people. Yay.
And put on top of it the fact that it is a woefully underservicing airport. It is a tiny airport that is kept in operation in the middle of the city for the convenience of the moneyed. That's why it's there.
It's compounded by the missed flight the night before, the weather, everybody trying to go to Boston. They had to accommodate all those people. I pay full freight. For years, I've been an American Express fan. We're a fan, American Express family. And I call the concierge service.
You don't have to go with that airline because there are plenty of flights to Boston. There are JetBlue flights.
Correct. I call the concierge service. That's what you use them for. They say, sir, we'll take care of this. They whatever magic number they call, they are able to get me on a 1 p.m. flight instead of a 7 p.m. flight. Worth every penny, because they did all of that. Mm-hmm. They allow me to get into the American Airlines lounge. They say there's a lounge right near you. Go up to the lounge, hang out there.
Do you go catch some Z's?
Got some food.
That's what you really wanted.
Of course.
Did you have like a child snack and then drift off to?
I had a child snack, and then I had an egg McMuffin. It was awesome.
What did you have? Like crackers in a juice box?
They had everything. They actually had chicken fingers as I was leaving for my 1 p.m. I said, oh, there's lunch.
Well, then all of a sudden the 7 doesn't look so bad. I got 6 hours to eat chicken fingers.
You're talking about one company that is really pretty good at what they do when it comes to travel, American Express. Yes. They've gotten me out of amazing circumstances. Look, they are... It's part of their deal. Their fleet of travel people that didn't they take our get our dicky dick out of the dirt one time when we were traveling to different hotels?
Yeah,
where we got screwed?
Yeah,
they help.
And also when you had that
airlines don't help. Don't do anything. They don't do anything.
They
except
don't care.
Collect money.
No.
That's all they do.
When you had
it's
that
terrible.
Midnight Express trip, when you had all the blow taped to your body, that they also helped you out of that.
It was wonderful. It was
there,
great.
There was a moment that was. Of joy for me. Two things. One, my wife felt so bad about the situation that which I said, do not feel bad. This is on me. She goes, should we get off the plane? We don't want to fly with that. It's like, please go. My brother's already en route to the airport, I'm sure. If he shows up and nobody's there, he's going to be pissed. He's going to be mad. He's got to go back twice. It's not going to look good.
Yeah. I got to ask, I'm sorry for the aside. Santos is in with the passengers?
Yes.
He's a pretty
service
big dog.
Yeah, well, if you pay for a ticket for a dog, anything's possible. So, moving on. It's what people do sometimes. We don't have children. We got to do what we got to do.
I have children, and I don't always pay for a ticket for them. I put them in the hold.
He's not using the seat, is he?
Oh, yes.
Santos has his own spot?
Technically, he has his own seat, but he... prefers to be on the floor in front of the seat.
I get it. Okay.
I've had flights like that.
So you can buy space for a dog?
You can buy two tickets for your family. Like you have another family member that doesn't show up and that's where the dog sits. Not on the seat, but on the floor.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Depending on the airline.
So does Jose have to go back to the airport, like pick your wife up and then come back and pick you up in the afternoon?
He was at the airport at 8 o'clock picking up my wife and my dog, and then he had to come back to the airport at 2:30 when I landed to pick up his little brother, who always seems to make it harder than it should be.
Oh, yeah. Definite little brother moment. Yeah,
you get a little crap on the first day of vacay.
The last 2 days, we have been doing yard work at the Hyannis house, and I've been doing everything from trimming bushes to mulching. With a big smile on my face, because I definitely put out my brother and his family at a high level, and I understand that now I have to pay for it.
Yeah,
okay, that's a great.
He said we're starting to mulch at 7:20.
God,
and
damn.
Oscar got there at 8:30.
You never disappoint. I swear to God. My only problem with this show, I should have led with that. My stupid Disney. I can't find the button stuff. Anyway, that's it. We got to take a break. And we will come out with another good feature. The boys are helping me today, folks. Sound Town coming up.
Hi, this is Tom Rogoff. I like to get my news anywhere I can. That's why I love to listen to The Mike O'Meara Show. And my favorite way to consume it is on Spotify. Because Spotify is young and cool. And I'm young and cool. Just like Chuck Todd. So go to Spotify and search The Mike O'Meara Show. It's the best. Even better than a transistor radio. Or a hula hoop. TMOS on Spotify. I'm Tom Brokaw. And I'm old.
Thanks, Tom. Hey, let's face it, investing in the stock market seems exciting, but it's scary for a new investor. That's why you've got to check out Titan. As everyday investors, we get access to a marketplace of stocks, but we're competing against institutional investors. We don't have access to experts, multiple portfolios, or investment vehicles. With Titan, you have a personal investment team to research and invest for you so that you can aim to outperform the market. With Titan, all it takes is $100 to start. Deposit your money, select one of their portfolios, and that's it. Titan aims to grow your investments at least 15% annually net of fees, which could mean doubling your wealth every 5 years. I haven't had a chance to try Titan yet, but it sounds pretty awesome. Check out Titan if you want to aim to be the smartest, wealthiest investor you've ever been. Hit up titan.com/TMOS to get $50 when you invest with Titan. You must go to this URL or you will not get that $50, and they won't know that we sent you. That's $50 when you go to titan.com/TMOS and invest with Titan. There's a disclaimer also on this commercial.
Oh, good.
This is a partnership with Titan, and at the time of publication, I am not yet invested in Titan's strategy. Thank you.
Sound Town. We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
Mike, I've learned a lot of things since I've been in the radio business, but one thing I do know is that every day is a day for something. It used to be, you know, an occasional thing like, hey, today's National Donut Day or National Headache Day. Like, do you know what today is? Today is National Autonomous Car Day.
Oh, driving, self-driving automobile?
Yes. With that in mind, let's see how long this one lasts.
That car has got an invisible driver. I'm getting...
That's about what I thought. I just thought that might be about right.
You know, everything I hear, everything I see, everything I read about autonomous cars.
Yes.
It ain't ready yet. I kind of feel this way about electric cars as well. Everybody's rushing right now to be first to get their finger in the pie for these cars. You know, you got some great big car makers, almost all of them now, coming out with their electric cars. You know, the best example is the Cadillac Lyriq, taking orders soon. I think they're taking orders now.
They should
because
they don't have them done yet.
They're not because of chips or whatever. They're not ready to be done.
They should take an order for a better name, the Cadillac Lyriq.
You're seeing more cars, more electric cars out there on the road, and it's but the autonomous car. Am I going to drink my coffee and read my newspaper in the back seat with a car? I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. I don't know when people are going to be ready.
Would you trust it more if there was like a robot in the front seat so it looked like it was driving?
Nope. Wouldn't matter. Mike, wouldn't it? That'd be worse. Yes.
When we would commute, though, you'd see guys having like a bowl of cereal on their commute in. I'd rather them have some computer driving while they eat their Cheerios.
It's true.
Putting on makeup. In any major city that people are not paying attention, people are putting makeup on, all that kind of stuff. I used to put all of my makeup on only when I'd get in the car.
And it was kabuki makeup, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like theater makeup,
exactly.
White powder. But anyway, you know, it was like Puddles the Clown.
Yeah.
I really don't know when we're going to get to. Somebody's told me that. Somebody said, wait 10 years. Really? Wait 10 years for not only autonomous cars, but the whole electric fang. You know, when you want it to be perfect, it's just, isn't it like the giant screen TV? It's not only going to be.
Oh, no, that was 10 years ago. We're ready to rock right now.
Yeah. I just don't think so. I think that, you know, the first generation electric cars, Oscar, from these major manufacturers, I give you Kia, Mercedes-Benz, all the different people that are making these cars for the first time, I think you got to get
I watched a TikTok that said, don't buy the Porsche Taycan electric because the software isn't ready for prime time. And they said, just get a Tesla. They've been doing it for 10 years. At least they know what they're doing by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Tesla, the knock on Tesla's build quality. You know, as far as inside, the interior might rattle around like an old Chevy, but the technology of the batteries is good. Go ahead, Rome.
Mike, on Netflix, they have released that special of Norm Macdonald, which was technically his last run through of material that was going to be a new special.
Mm-hmm.
And it's him holding a microphone, doing his jokes with no audience. I pulled one of the jokes for an example, but it leads to something.
I love doing gigs and I miss it. You know, especially casinos. Those were my favorite gigs because I'm a degenerate gambler, as it turns out. And I think the casinos know that. Often they'll pay me in chips, which I find that's not nice.
So they paid him in chips. Well, what happens when the special of him talking ends, it fades to black and it comes back up. and some pretty remarkable people were watching the special together. We're talking Adam Sandler, Letterman, lots of really notable comics. And when Adam Sandler heard him talk about being paid in chips, he told this story that it actually sort of supported
him. And I say, you got any soda? And I open up his fridge, and I swear to God, $25,000 worth of Atlantic City chips are in his fridge. And I go, what's this? He goes, oh, I won big. So why didn't you cash it in, buddy? He goes, well, I brought it here so I could talk to Bernie Brillstein to see how I don't have to pay taxes on it. So I go, oh, and he goes, yeah, so I'm going to bring it back Monday. And he told me no matter what, I got to pay taxes. So, you know, it didn't work out there. So whatever, I go, oh, that sucks. So anyways, I see
McDonald's.
Him at Saturday Night Live on Monday. I go, did you cash it in? He goes, I lost it all.
Fantastic.
Two more quickies. I know you're a big fan, Mike, and you campaigned for is a Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah. I'm on her team. Team Green.
Team Green. This weekend, she was trying to say that something was grown in a Petri dish.
Okay.
Petri dish. One word. Right. P-E-T-R-I.
Fake meat that grows in a peach tree dish.
It's a peach tree dish.
Oh, my God.
One more time, please.
Fake meat that grows in a peach tree dish.
Well, where do you get your fake meat? Out of a peach tree dish.
Hey, there you go. Sometimes, you know, just give it enough time, the slip will happen where they're not faking it anymore, and they can't fake that. That's what she called it. She's been calling it that her whole life.
Sure.
Duh. Thank you.
Peach tree dish. Very popular in Atlanta.
Yeah, a Georgia congresswoman.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Nicely done.
Mike, let's close with this. And Oscar, I have that marvelous piece of tape you sent me. We'll get to it tomorrow, I promise.
Great.
In Hong Kong, a man was fined $3,500 because his kid destroyed a Teletubby statue. When asked why, the son said it scared him. And I think it should. But there's no video of the actual destruction, so at the Mike O'Mara Show Labs, I constructed what it might have sounded like.
If here, what happened?
If a young child went up and destroyed a Teletubbies statue in Tokyo.
Dinky Winky.
Kinky Winky.
Dipsy. La La.
La La.
Po. Ah.
Kind of a plastic quality to it. Yeah. Like, can we hear that one more time,
sure,
please?
Sure, $3,500.
That's kind of what I wanted. You gave us what we wanted.
Yeah, $3,500 to repair it.
Dinky Winky.
Kinky Winky.
Dipsy. La La.
La La.
Ho.
Ah. No more Po.
Yeah,
no,
ask for a receipt. Mike, that's all I got.
Sound. Sound.
Sound.
Sound.
We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
That's Sound Town. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, ladies and gentlemen, with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana all the way from Massachusetts. I hope they're going to let you, like, you've paid your dues now. I hope they're going to let you, you know, have a little fun on your trip.
We're going to the beach tomorrow morning. God
oh,
willing.
Good.
Oh, all right, get your toes wet.
Is Shannon speaking to you yet?
Oh, yeah, we still love each other.
Okay. That's good.
That was a non-answer answer.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You know what you are?
A hoot.
With a capital H, that's what you are.
It's in the hole!
I see.